Moonlight takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to thank everybody for being with us today. And I have all sorts of wonderful and exciting things I want to share with you. So we'll get started with it. For those who don't know me, I do intuitive healing. I'm a medical intuitive. I'm also a mentor. I do a lot of distant healing, and I do intuitive readings and counseling and coaching, things like that. Now, I also work with colors and crystals and vibrational healing, and I work with an amazing group of energies referred to as the fifth element. Now, this is a big group of angels and guides, ascended masters, you know, it's a huge group, and they shift in and out a lot of times. So, we may have, you know, some in here today and different group tomorrow. But they're wonderful because they bring us a lot of messages of love and light. And I am going to share some of that with you a little bit later. Now, I've written several books. I have one called Chakras, and that's all about the major and the minor chakras, as well as the really advanced spiritual chakras and how to work with them. And it also even tells about how to work with them with vibrations, with oils, herbs, colors, sounds, music, everything. I have 365 Days of Blessings, which is like a daily devotional. I have Harness the Power of the Light, which is all about psychic protection. I have Manifesting the Life You Desire, which helps you kind of find and isolate some of those things that really are most important to you. And it helps you to be able to achieve them and to grow into the ability to work exclusively on that special purpose, those special things that you came here for. I also have two crystal books. I have The Magic of Crystals, which is kind of like how and why they work for us. It's a little bit of science, a little bit of metaphysical information. And it's really interesting because it explains not just, oh, crystals are cool, you're going to love it, but explains why. And so how they work from a scientific standpoint. There's a little physics in there, but it's not too hard to understand. And then I have The Mystery of Crystals. This is about the more advanced, higher vibrational stones. Also, it's about working with things like the crystal skulls or the crystal dragons, any of the special carving pieces, as well as working with ancient carvings. You know, those are fairly easy to get nowadays. You can get some old pieces that are just, you know, like ceremonial pieces. And so this book gives you a little bit of information about how to work with them and what to do with those stones, how they can guide you. Now, you can find all of these books on Amazon. The easiest way is just to look up my name, Terry Van Horn, or you can find them on my website. My website is healinglightonline.com. Now, also, we have a Facebook page that has lots of inspirational messages, as well as discounts on a lot of my sessions. So check out the Facebook page because it is like constantly being updated, lots of things going on with it, and you can get some of our sessions for really great low prices whenever you do that. And just go on Facebook and do the keywords Healing Light, and it will pop up with the logo of a golden lotus. Now, today we're going to talk about working with the rays, all the different colored rays and the ascended masters and the purpose behind each one of them. But also, I wanted to share some additional information with you. I've been having a few challenges, as some of you may know, and it's been amazing because there have been so many people who have really, you know, just stepped right up there and, you know, been so loving and supportive. Sometimes they've been supportive in a material way, but most of the time they've been supportive in an emotional way. And that is a big deal. And I just want to kind of put it out there that if you do know someone who is having challenges here or there, giving them emotional support is a very simple thing to do. It's very inexpensive too. But it makes the world of difference to that person. So, you know, when you know someone who's having a few challenges, don't avoid them. You know, all you have to do, drop them a note or, you know, just a couple of words of encouragement, and it makes all the difference in the world. And it got me to thinking, you know, I try very hard to give back to people. I give back through free readings, free healing sessions. I try to help other people by, you know, acknowledging or promoting their Facebook pages or things like that. But I thought I wanted to start doing it here as well. So that doesn't mean that my radio program is going to turn into an infomercial, I promise. But at the same time, I just want to bring some things to your attention that I think will be extremely helpful for you in many different ways. And you know, if it helps you and it helps somebody else and we just keep paying it forward, then it just snowballs and then suddenly everybody's paying it forward for everybody else. So I came up with a couple of different things that I wanted to let you know about and to just to share with you. And these are, you know, things and information and people that I am familiar with. So it's not like I'm just saying this out of the blue. These are people that I'm familiar with and I know the quality of their work. The first one is Sacred Power Jewelry. Now, if you ever see me in person, you will see that I have on some awesome jewelry. Awesome pendants, necklaces. They're all done with gemstones. Now, I have bought each and every one of these, I want you to know, from my wonderful friend who has Sacred Power Jewelry. She is based out of California. She works with wonderful, beautiful stones. She, you know, puts together these great combinations of stones. And so, and she understands crystals a lot. So when Anya does all of this, the pieces are beautiful. They have an amazing amount of energy with them. And, you know, it's, I have one piece that's beautiful because the stones in the chain are rose quartz. And then the main stone is a raw ruby. And talk about energy and love all at the same time. I was not feeling well last week, and I was supposed to drive for 7 hours to go to an event in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And at the last minute, I decided that I would go ahead and go and do this. Got out there, set everything up. I had a wonderful friend with me. And the first day, when we're there ready to, you know, sell jewelry and crystals and talk to people, I had to do a talk. You know, it was a very busy day. And as I said, I had not been feeling well, not a lot of energy. But I put on that necklace with a pair of earrings, raw ruby earrings to go with it. And I had so much energy that I just breezed through the entire day. It was amazing. And I had a great time. And even afterwards, I did not just like totally collapse out. So And part of it really was the energy of the jewelry. I have several pieces with amethyst, labradorite. They are all amazing. So check out her website, because the pieces are really beautiful and the meaning behind them is great and the energy is phenomenal. You're going to love it. That sacred power jewelry. Now, something else that I want to share with you is that I have just started this today, but my friend Becky has been doing this, and there's a website called SourceEnergyMedicine.com. And what they are doing is that they are working on the research of Dr. Emoto on changing the energy of our water. And they explain all of that. They have labels that you can just print out for free. You can even print out their book for free. Then you're paying it forward as well. You use the labels, you slap them on your water bottle, and that water has that energy of the labels for the specific intent. And it's amazing. And the other added benefit is that my friend Becky started it this last week. She's been doing it for a week, already lost 3 pounds off of it. So, and she's not even doing the weight loss part. She's just doing the basic energy part right now. So it is amazing. These people, they do sell some of their labels, but they give you their book for free, and they give you the labels for people and for bees for free. You do have to pay for the ones for like dogs and cats and horses, which I gladly did because of everything else that they are giving to us for free. So you need to check that out. It's SourceEnergyMedicine.com. And that part really will change your life and your health. Now we'll be back in just a minute and we'll get ready to start about the color.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTR FM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, and this is Terry Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light. Now, today we're going to talk about the 12 rays of light. Now, honestly, this is not something that I have been overly familiar with. You know, I've touched on it in classes that I've taken. I know some people who have really spent a tremendous amount of time and energy on this. And I thought, you know, it's time for me to start learning more about this, because this is a powerful source of energy and a wonderful way for us to continue working and healing and expanding. And you know, the rays of light are colors, and colors are energy. You know, they vibrate. They relate to certain chakras. And, you know, just like sound does. You know, this weekend, my mentor met me in Hot Springs, and he was doing healing sessions as well. And I had him do one for me. And it's amazing because he does them with music. And he has this beautiful keyboard, and he plays that. He'll play a flute made from bamboo that he makes, and with the didgeridoo. And you want to talk about breaking something up? That is amazing. But, you know, colors can do the exact same thing. You know, it's all energy. It's all coming from the same source. It's all coming from the divine. Whether it is sound or it's color, or if it's the actual healing that's being transferred, it's all from the same source. Now, when we look at a crystal and a prism, it has 12 rays of light. Now, each ray is really considered to be its own soul. You know, its own kind of little entity kind of thing. So each one is an expression of energy and consciousness with its own emotions, feelings, actions, experiences, and vibrational frequencies. Now, when we embody all 12 rays of light, then that's when we are actually, you know, the embodiment of the divine. We're able to accomplish the things that we came here to do. And we're able to really kind of command the energy of the soul and of the universe. Now, each of the 12 rays holds a very special place on the inner energetic planes. And this is almost like their own temples or place of learning or discovery. And that's awesome too, because we can go to these places and connect much more deeply with the Ascended Master and the particular ray with this energy. Now, they are available to us at any time. All we need to do is just remember that each ray has its own vibrational frequency, and that one's not better than the other. You know, there are some vibrational frequencies that are very low, but they serve a tremendous purpose. And we have to acknowledge that and accept it and not make some kind of judgment based on, well, you know, that frequency is lower, so it's not so great. That's not necessarily the case. Now, the first three are kind of like the rays of the Creator's soul. And then the next four are extensions of the third ray of light. Kind of like just builds and builds. And then, you know, each group after that just keeps building higher and higher. So let's talk about the first ray of light. The first ray is red. And it holds the divine qualities of the Creator's will in its energy. And it's to be invoked and absorbed both by us and the Masters on the spiritual planes. Now, the Ascended Master that is associated with this first ray is Elmora. Now, he was an Ascended Master from the Earth School. And he lived, actually, on the earth as Abraham, who Abraham was the father of the Jewish race. So he's able to really help us learn how to overcome the limitations and the lessons and the challenges that we have here on Earth. Now, even though that may not sound like something all that fabulous, and, you know, we're already saying that the first ray is red. That's the lowest vibrational frequency. But it holds a huge purpose because it's about survival. You know, it's connected like with the root chakra. Also, with the color red, as it is the lowest vibrational frequency, it's a great color to use with your crystals, because what happens is we may program or cleanse and clear our crystals, and they have all this wonderful high vibrational energy buzzing around. The color red will actually help hold and protect them so that they don't lose their frequency. It's not bringing them down. It's actually helping to lift them up. And that's one of the really great things about that color. Even though it's the lowest vibrational frequency, it doesn't matter, because they all have a purpose. Now, Elmora, you know, he teaches us to accept our own inner power and to love others as much as we love ourselves. We've all had those teachings. Now, he also is the master of love and light. So he helps to embody the energies and the spirit of the divine. So connect with this first ray. Connect with Elmora to help you as you start on your spiritual journey. And it will just help you build and grow and expand, because, you know, if we don't have our foundation, then we can't build any higher. So connect with him in the first ray, which is red. Now, the second ray of light is kind of a blue color. It is overseen by Lord Maitreya. And it helps to hold spirit's qualities and expressions of love and wisdom. It helps touch the hearts and souls of those who really need to be awakened here on Earth. And it's all about spreading love and wisdom and supporting everyone in their quest for spiritual enlightenment. So the second ray is really kind of the manifestation of the Christ consciousness. And it helps us so that we can accept that love and tap into that wisdom, which is so, so incredibly important. So this ray is very supportive, very loving, and also extremely educational, because it will help us. It will guide us along our path and help us to move forward. Now, Lord Maitreya, he is also considered to be Master Joshua, who is another one of our ascended masters. And the ashram that they have is called the Synthesis Ashram. This is kind of their area of teaching and training. So Master Joshua is actually in charge of the Synthesis Ashram. And there are several different masters who work with this energy to help us. But just remember that Maitreya is the primary one, and that they're really going to help us so that we can move forward and accelerate into that Christ consciousness, because that is such a big deal for us all right now. So the easiest way to really experience this ray of light is to just invoke the blue ray of light from the second ashram and channel that into your body. Let it enter into your crown chakra and go all the way through your entire chakra system and then down into the earth. And just know that as it does this, you're going to be surrounded with love, wisdom, and the support of Maitreya and all of the other ascended masters who go in and out of this ashram, teaching the ancient wisdom and knowledge that we all need. So this is a great one to work with and to really help us move forward. Now, I know that these are like, I'm going through these fairly quickly. There are a lot of them, and there's a lot of additional information about this, but at least this will help you kind of get a little bit of an idea, and then you can move forward and learn more about it. Now, the third ray of light is governed by Master Serapis Bey. He's another ascended master, and he also works with Paul the Venetian and Saint Germain. So the three of them are working with this third ray of light, which is a yellow golden color, kind of like her solar plexus. And what it does is it's holding the qualities and expressions of active intelligence relating to the effective focused thoughts of our mind. So think about that. It's really helping us to use the mind as a tool of the physical body and the soul. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about some more and how we can work with them. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffee and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, this is Terry Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light. Now, today we're talking about the rays of light and the ascended masters that are connected with them. So we're up to the fourth ray of light, and it is represented by a beautiful, like an emerald green color. The ascended master that is connected with this one is Paul the Venetian, or he's also known as Paul from Venus. Now, his job as the ascended master is, he's really skilled at working with this ray because he's had so many incarnations on the earth. Now, one incarnation he had was as an artist named Paul Veronese. And he was also this other sculptor and painter and artist that we may have heard of before, and his name was Michelangelo. Now, the fourth ray is all about harmony and beauty, creativity, and the arts. Who better than to guide us than a being who was here on this earth as Michelangelo? Now, there are a lot of different aspects of the fourth ray, but it's really about developing the right side of the human brain to allow for that creative energy in our soul so that we can just let it emerge and grow. It's also important to use it as, you know, that inner child, because that inner child is all about playing and growing and expanding. So Paul the Venetian is really here to help us with all of our creative life and expressing ourselves in a creative way. You know, this can be with something, you know, just a little thing, or hobbies. It can be with our career. It can be with achieving, you know, some of our lifelong dreams. Doesn't matter. You know, whatever we want to do, we need to call on him and that beautiful emerald green ray of light, because this is going to be all about every form and manifestation of beauty and creativity. So, you know, this is a wonderful, beautiful, healing ray of light. It does connect with the heart chakra, but it's also about, you know, achieving peace and balance and unity. All of that is part of harmony. And that's one of the main aspects of this particular ray. So, to work with it, we need to invoke it. We need to call on Paul the Venetian to assist us with it. And we have to let go of any negative thoughts or emotions or feelings, any situations, anything that can drag us down and drag down our vibrational frequency. So we do want to work with this. Now, also, there are other ascended masters and other beings that were here on earth working and affiliated with this particular one. One person, according to Natalie Glasson, is John Lennon. Now, that's also pretty amazing to have him working with us with that particular ray of light, bringing in that type of energy. Now, let's go to the fifth. The fifth one is bright, brilliant orange energy. And this ray is managed and embodied by Master Hilarion. Now, all you have to do is just call on his name, and he will bring you this vibrant orange energy into your life. Now, this color holds a divine expression of the Creator's mind. It energizes science in all of its forms. Master Hilarion uses the wisdom and knowledge, the will, and the divine plan of the Creator, and helps us to develop it beyond all limitations to create new truths and understandings. So this is a great one, particularly for those who are working in the sciences. You know, can help you to really expand your ability to help, to create, and to serve. Now, the masters of the fifth ray, particularly Hilarion, who helps us with that, wants to make sure that we have no limitations. So he calls on us to open our hearts to the divine, to our Creator, and to use that energy to help fuel our search for knowledge and wisdom. And as we do that, He will support us, as will many other Ascended Masters, so that we can connect with this energy and create and discover wonderful and amazing new truths about our universe. So this is a great one to work with and a great way to expand and resonate with this energy. Now, the sixth ray of light. This one is indigo. And it has a very small ancient Chinese master connected with this. This is Master Lantu. And he is here. He has a tremendous energy. And his passion for the Creator, and he has an inner power that unmistakably originates from love. He is the embodiment of this light, and he shines also as a beautiful, brilliant indigo star in the sky. Now, Lord Lantu is one that a lot of people aren't as familiar with, but he is a very quiet, serene, he's a very tranquil master. Nothing gets him going. Okay, he just stays in this beautiful meditative space. And he has a constant connection with the Creator. Now, he also works with Master Sanada and Lady Nada. But it is wonderful because he really helps us so that we can connect and stay connected to Spirit and to Source, so that we can stay in that meditative state. It's said that the energy of the indigo ray is one of the purest forms of acceptance of the Creator's energy, existence, divine plan, intervention, love, wisdom, and light. It holds the deepest devotion for every aspect of the Creator within the spiritual hierarchy. This boosts our connections with Spirit and helps us so that we can even be more connected with the Ascended Masters as well. So connect with this indigo ray. This is the sixth ray of light. Connect with Master Lantu. And he will help you with this so that you can build and grow and expand yourself. And again, there are many angels, archangels, and ascended masters that work with each of these. We're just talking about the primary ones right now, just to get the basics. And then you can go and learn more about this, or we'll probably even have some more detailed programs about this so that we can all learn together. Now, the seventh ray of light. This one is guided by Lady Portia. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times we will have different ascended masters switch out with these different rays, but the rays are always consistent. Now, Lady Portia is a beautiful and mystical lady who is an ascended master. She's generally wearing something violet, most of the time like a sari. And she has a headscarf and lots of crystals all around her. Now, she comes from Venus, but she has studied on many, many other planets as well. And she is all about a loving heart and the intuitive mind of the Creator. So when she devotes her energy to the seventh ray, she's helping us as a member also of the Board of Karma. So her work with the violet flame and of this violet light enhances her mission to be able to help as many here on earth as we release our karma. And then we can let go of all those issues of the past lives. The seventh ray is really becoming a big focal point for a lot of people. And it is really kind of what ushered in what's referred to as the New Age. It's all about accelerated awareness, loving, and spiritual actions, and achieving those goals along that way that so many of us really want to accomplish right now. So if you want to do this, connect with Lady Portia. Visualize and connect with that violet ray. You know, this is also some of the energy in the idealism that was connected with Atlantis. So we really want to work with this energy and know that it's here for us to help us transmute negative energy, let go of false beliefs, and, you know, also totally walk away from negative influences and opinions of others. You know, we can be really, really supportive from this. And that's what she is all about with this particular ray of light. Let's talk about the eighth ray of light. This one is managed by Lady Nada, who is another beautiful light body being who is so loving and supportive. Now, the light itself is kind of like a seafoam green, kind of a lightish green, mint colored. And Lady Nada is all about just being balanced, healed, cleansed, move forward, get rid of all the stuff, and so that we can embody divine and sacred qualities. And when we get back, we'll talk about this one a little bit more and move on to the others.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on OM Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, this is Terry Van Horn. You're listening to Healing Light. Today we're talking about the 12 rays of light. And we just finished with the eighth ray of light, which is kind of a minty green color with Lady Nada. And it's all about cleansing and clearing. And, you know, sometimes you just need to really work on that area. Now, our ninth ray is managed by Lady Mary. And, you know, this ray is all about discovering our soul and its abilities with a really an intense depth. Okay, this is really getting out there and exploring and understanding who you are on a soul level, not just on a human level. Now, the ninth ray is a beautiful kind of a blue-green color. And, you know, it's kind of like the two colors are together, they're separate, and they're merged. But it's, you know, just this beautiful, it reminds me of the colors of like the Bahamas, the water in the Bahamas. It's great. Now, as you're building up and working with each grow, you know, each ray, your soul is getting lighter. You're shining more. Now, by the time you've made it up to the ninth one, you know, your soul should be totally radiating. You know, have a tremendous amount of energy that just goes out all around you. It reaches your surroundings. It reaches the people who are near you. And, of course, it's helping your mind stay focused on the stuff that's important and not worrying about every single thing else. It's all about integration. Okay, we're going to integrate that physical with the emotional and the spiritual. So that's why we're working with Lady Mary on this ninth ray of light. Now let's get up to the 10th ray. Now, you know, you're really going to be building tremendous amount by this time. The 10th ray of light is really kind of a continuation of the 9th because these do sort of run together sometimes because they really are focused on the soul now at this point. And the 10th ray is really instigating the soul to merge because you've been building up. You know, we've had Lady Mary helping us. And now we're moving to Lady and Master Andromeda with the 10th ray. Now, the 10th ray is kind of like an opalescent color. And what it's representing is the unity of all the previous rays. Okay, remember, white is a combination of all of the colors. And that's kind of where we are with this one. It's all about support and love. So by this time, we're done with all the negativity. We're done with the whole fear, anger, doubts, insecurity, all of that. Okay, because we have been working up higher and higher. Now, with this 10th ray, we are working more directly with beings who are not necessarily of this world. We're working with beings from other dimensions, in addition to Lady and Master Andromeda. Now, the Andromedans are some of the most involved civilizations in our universe, or at least the ones that are working with humankind. They've got a very, very large civilization, and it's extremely civilized. In many ways, they don't have all the issues that we do because they are constantly connected to the Creator. They're constantly connected to Source. And they have got a lot to teach us. But remember, you can't just skip from 1 to 10 or 11. Okay, you got to work your way up to this so that you can understand it and you can build and grow yourself. This is one of the great ways that we reach ascension. Now we get to the 11th ray. And one of my favorite masters, Kuan Yin. You know, she's a goddess. She's an ascended master. She is the embodiment of enlightenment, compassion. And, you know, she's just all about unconditional love. She is so nurturing and loving and supporting of every single being here on this planet. Now, she is very deeply connected with this particular ray. And it's all about her feminine energies and utilizing the divine feminine. You know, because it's all about the purest form of love. And she's helping to anchor the goddess energy into the earth. Because remember, we have opposites. That's how this universe is set up. We have the male energy, we have the female energy. We have the god, we have the goddess. So we need to anchor in that goddess energy. Now, the 11th ray is a kind of a combination color again. It's kind of like orange and kind of like pink. And it is really, really high vibration. Now, it can be considered, you know, there's a shade of peach that's called Sonia, which pretty much describes the exact color of this. But what she's going to do is she's going to support the process of our soul merging with the divine. And that's what the 11th ray is about. And now we're going to go to the 12th. Now the 12th ray is managed by Lady Pallas Athena. Now Athena was known as a warrior goddess for the Greeks because she had a lot of lifetimes here on earth where she was in that position. But in the spiritual realm, she is an enormous blazing flame of golden light. And she anchors the energy of the Christ consciousness into her being with the power to burn up any and all negative energy and replacing it with the purity of the Creator. Her heart and soul are all about the energy of the Creator and helping us to be connected to that. So as we work our way up, we're really going to be able to anchor and connect into that energy and burn up any aspect of negativity around our lives. How amazing is that? And she will send this beam of light to anyone who calls on her for assistance. So learn about these rays of light. I know this was very quick, very minimal. There are some great books out there about them. And then also, once you study and learn a little bit about it, then start connecting in meditation to each of the ascended masters and each of the rays of light. And that will help you gain a whole lot more information and insight. Now, I want to do one more thing on my Pay It Forward. And that is, I would really just want to let you know that, you know, on Facebook, the Om Times magazine and radio has some of the most amazing articles I have ever read. They are not necessarily long. They are not overly complicated. They are what I refer to as oh my God moments, where you're looking at them, you're reading them, and you're going like, oh my God, I don't even believe. This is just so perfect. This is so what I need. This is just, you know, right on time. They have these that they are constantly posting. And these articles really are amazing. So check them out or check out their website because they have all of that. And it really is, you know, a great way to grow and expand your own spirituality and to help you move forward. And I can assure you that no matter how many articles they put out in a day on their Facebook page, I would say probably two or three of them probably really ring a bell for me each time. So check it out and look at it. And also, while you're doing that, show your support to Humanity Healing because they are out there saving lives for people. They do this as a platform to help the rest of us share our messages. But their platform is literally saving lives for people, usually kids in other countries. So I really would like for you to check them out and see all the amazing information that they have for us. Now, next week, I am going to be doing something that is really kind of out there for me. I'm going to put myself out in ways that I haven't done before. And that is that next week we're going to talk about light language. Now, a year or two ago, whenever I met someone who did this, I just thought it was like so cool and amazing and completely unattainable. Well, guess what? I just have been able to access this myself over the last couple of months. And it's been amazing. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about light language, what it is, where it comes from. And I'm even going to be doing a meditation for you with it and share that with you. I have no idea what's going to happen when we do this, but I still think it will be a lot of fun. So that's what we're going to do, is talk about light language next week. So thank you again for being with me today. Remember that you can always go back to Om Times Radio and access any of our previous programs. They're all there and you can just listen to them when it's convenient. But I just want to thank each one of you again for being with us. Connect with me on my Facebook page, Healing Light Online, or on my website.